tax 590-590 your name and your location if you want to give us your thoughts. Let's get Erin Ambrose's thoughts. She's a defenseman for the women's national hockey team and becoming a friend of the show. And Erin, appreciate the time. Hope you're well. And before we get to that question about Freddie, I know you're a big-time Leafs fan. We talked about it last time we had you on. When you were watching them down 3-0 on Friday night, what kind of text message conversations were you having with your fellow Leaf fan friends, and how much did things change in the tone of those conversations from 3-0 down to 3-3 to ultimately 4-3 in overtime?
I don't know if there's a more accurate game to, like, just explain who the Leafs are and what their Leaf fans are like. Like, that was just the epitome of being a Leaf fan right there, especially after game three too, like giving up the 3-goal lead. Everybody's like, oh my goodness, how are we Leaf fans? And we're down 3-0, and then it's like, oh, it can happen the other way. So honestly, emotions were everywhere. It's a big emotional roller coaster, but I don't know if I've ever watched a Leaf game like that I can remember.
Yeah, it's true. I was actually trying to place that myself, like in terms of, certainly in recent memory, I don't really think there's been one that I've experienced such low lows and such high highs. Like, I can't tell you, Erin, the amount of tweets I deleted after the Columbus went up 3-0, because had I sent those, I probably would have been fired. Let's put it that way.
Oh, for sure. Like, the Riley, I mean, it was a tough giveaway, and you just kind of saw, like, the deflation in the Leafs. But I think the thing that really bothered me was after they scored their first, there was no, like, emotion from any of them. They scored it and they were like, oh, it's 3-1. But, like, I was sitting there, I was watching with Sarah Nurse, another teammate of mine, and we were like, oh my goodness, like, you have 4 minutes left. Like, that's a ton of time, especially with the firepower that they have. And it wasn't until, like, Tavares scored and hit, you could see his expression and, like, kind of what he said. He was like, let's go, boys. Like, it's here now. And I think I was just shocked it didn't happen, like, with the first goal. Like, there was very minimal emotion. And when that happened, I was like, oh goodness.
So I'm curious how much you believe in momentum from game to game. In your experience, after a bad game or a good game, whether it's blowing a lead, coming back from a lead, how much do you think that, especially in a playoff series where you know the opponent pretty well, especially 4 games into this kind of series, do you buy that, you know, Toronto can really build off that and Columbus will be a little bit shaken? Or is this just a case of these teams are too good, too well coached, and it's basically starting from scratch again as soon as the puck drops tonight?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, I think when you're looking at it, like, everybody was talking about when the Leafs gave up their 3-goal lead, it was like, great, they've got a back-to-back. Like, they can just get rid of it right away. They're back the next night. Like, it's less than 24 hours. You kind of erase it. You don't have time to sit and dwell on it. So I think in that aspect, like, it's going to work to the Leafs' favor in the sense that Columbus has had to sit and stir for 2 days. But at the same time, like, they are pros, and I mean, you look at some of the guys and what they've been through on both sides. It'll be really interesting to see. Like, I would say Columbus has a more veteran team aspect, I would say, and just with being able to close out Tampa as quickly as they did last year. It'll be interesting to see how the young guys do with this. But I think for the Leafs, like, they got to use it to their advantage because they've got the energy, they've got the legs. Like, you definitely got to just get on Columbus right away.
We were talking actually in the first segment, Erin, with Ailish Forfar, and she brought up some news about the fourth line and just how important they were. We kind of talked about Spezza dropping the gloves and how that shifted momentum. And obviously, like, the three of us know what we expect from the top six. So that essentially just leaves the third line that we haven't really discussed, and Kapanen, Mikheyev, and Kerfoot. It's weird to think that the fourth line in game four basically outplayed the third line, probably everyone else up until those last couple of minutes of the game, certainly. But yeah, what do you expect out of Kapanen, Mikheyev, and Kerfoot tonight, considering what we saw from them over the course of the series so far?
I definitely expect more from them tonight, to be honest. I mean, you look at what the fourth line did, and they did a great job. I think that shows, again, that veteran leadership and that in their kind of those three. Like, Spezza's been around the ring. Clifford's obviously got a cup and stuff, and it showed that they're able to kind of be like, hey, young guys, like, let's follow our lead. And it was great that the fourth line was really the ones that were getting the momentum for the Leafs. But at the same time, like, you got to have your big guys doing that. And obviously they stepped up in the last 4 minutes, but that third line's got to be better. I think when That exhibition game against the Habs, the third line was fantastic. And I kind of said that if the third line can do that, like obviously you have Dubois matching up against Matthews and or Seth Jones. And it's like, if they're going to shut down that line, the other doublehead monster in John Tavares or the third line has got to be the one producing. And the third line hasn't been doing that yet. So hopefully they can kind of get through and they got to use their speed. Like you look at the three of them. I mean, if it's Robertson, if it's Mikheyev, whoever it's going to be, you got to use Kapanen's speed. I like Kerfoot's game, even though they're not producing. I do like Kerfoot's game. It's Kapanen that kind of bothers me a little bit. He's just so perimeter sometimes. And it's just like, he's got the speed. It's just use your body, buddy.
So I couldn't agree more. Like I can't tell you the number of times I have been watching, whether it's this series or really in general, when Kasperi Kapanen is in the lineup, the number of times he has that speed on the edges and seems like he could take the puck to the middle of the ice towards the crease, towards the net. And then he does a pirouette back towards the blue line and basically zaps any momentum for the play. And I wonder, what's your perspective on something like that? Why do you seem to think, why is it that he seems to think that going back away from the net is often the better play than maybe really driving it towards the crease?
That's a very good question. And I mean, like, I can't say too much from the offensive side. Like, I'm looking at it from the D side. Like, I'm the first one to shoot through a screen or just kind of just stay to the outside. But I don't know how he doesn't use his speed more. Like, I don't know how they're not driving that into him. Because the more he uses his speed, the more gap he's going to get from the D, the more space he's going to create for himself in order to cut into that. It's like he's got to rep that through, push the D back on their heels because he is so quick, right? Like if he can get them to move back, then he's going to have the ability to cut in. He's got a great shot, but he'll never just drop his shoulder and kind of lean in on a guy. And it's not like he's a quick guy who's little either. Like he's quick, he's big. So I don't know. There was actually one, I think it was the Montreal game or it was the first Columbus game. He literally, I think, had a breakaway and then pulled back. And it was like, I feel like I yell at my TV more with him than I do any other player on the Leafs.
Yeah.
I feel like, Aaron, one person I'm really interested to get your opinion on has been Mitch Marner, because a lot of people have been critical of him, rightly so, I think, especially with the contract that he carries. But did the comeback, do you think, do enough to change that criticism of his play, or does it still somewhat hinge on what happens tonight in terms of how successful he is breaking down Columbus's structure of players?
I think for me, like, I'm a huge Mitch fan. I actually kind of know him too, so he's a great guy, and I think that obviously gives me a soft spot too. But the thing that I love most about Mitch is even when he's not producing, he's doing things right defensively. And I think you can see he's had a little bit of frustration. Like, you've seen him on the bench just a little bit frustrated, but also he's not a guy who's going to show that much emotion when he's not doing the things that he wants to do. But, like, his PK has been fantastic this series. And then, like, the play that he made on that overtime goal, like, yes, Tavares made a nice saucer pass, but Mitch's play off of, like, Riley came down the wall to Mitch, and Mitch made it behind the back just to the dot. And that's kind of that shows the confidence that he has in Tavares and knowing where Tavares was going to be. And it was such an easy goal, but it's like, that's not an easy play to make because it's a blind play to make for Mitch. And I think he does those little things really well, and he makes the players around him better. He creates some time and space for Austin, obviously, which is something you want for him to have with the puck. And again, his PK has been solid. And I think the more that you have, like, that's why I like Mitch and Austin playing so much together, because Mitch takes care of business a little bit more on his own end, which allows Austin to get going a little bit quicker. So I honestly think it's going to be great, and he's going to show up. He's been a big game player, like, all his life, really. So I really think Mitch is going to have a really big game, and not just defensively. I think he's going to put up some points too.
Aaron Ambrose is with us. Yeah, it's just like you look on paper, and really the eye test for the most part, like, the Leafs have been, as advertised, the more skilled team, the team that's had the better chances. But this is always the thing with the Maple Leafs is, well, defensively they're gonna make mistakes, and the way that they play is gonna lead to odd man rushes the other way. And then it's a case of, well, can they minimize those, and can Freddie Anderson backstop enough to avoid, you know, the crooked numbers and really letting the game slip away? And for the most part, part, he's been pretty good. I wouldn't say he's been anywhere near the reason that they've really lost either of the two games. But you look at tonight, I know it's not a game seven, but it is pretty much a game seven type of situation. And his numbers in his career in game sevens are bad. Like, there's no getting around the fact that they're really bad. So going into tonight, we're asking the listeners out there, I'm curious, your perspective. How do you feel comfort-wise about Freddie being there in the big moments to backstop his team to this type of win for the first time?
Me personally, I feel confident in him, and I think that that's going to be something that the guys are going to have to do in the room too. Like, Freddie's obviously going to be hearing, or hopefully he's not, but it's most likely he's going to be hearing people question his ability to show up in those do-or-die games. But also look at, he showed up last game. Like, he made some huge saves, and I think that that's been a big thing for Freddie. Like, the first game, yeah, that was a weak goal, but he's made the timely saves that have kept the Leafs around, even the games that weren't going well. And I think that that's going to be a big thing. Like, he does the right things, and obviously with Muzzin out, like, it hurts a little bit, but I really do think that Freddie has that calmness to him that almost seems like a nonchalant kind of vibe, but at the same time, like, that's what you want from your goalie. Like, you want to see somebody who's calm. I don't think he'll show nerves. Like, he's a pro, he's been around, and honestly he's probably sitting there being like, it's gonna change eventually. Like, he's too good of a goalie not to have the tides turn in his way. And I think that that's gonna, I'm a very optimistic Leaf fan right now, so I'm gonna be on the positive Patty side and just say, like, he's gonna do well and things are gonna go really well for him and the Leafs tonight, because I think that they're just gonna do the right things. I finally feel like they need a breakthrough, and this should be it.
Okay, so I feel like you're like you said, you're being a positive Patty, which I think, yeah, you know, Leafs Nation could use, because right now I'm sure people are trying to be positive, but you can't help but feel doom and gloom because it's the Leafs, and you're just, yep, waiting for the other shoe to drop at all times. But okay, so let's get a prediction. Is it going to be a Leafs win by a couple of goals in regulation, or to fit with the narrative, is it going to be as big of a sweat as possible? And if they win, is it going to be a double overtime type of situation?
Oh, there's going to be something, like, there's going to be heartbreak for sure. Like, if they lose, it's going to be overtime kind of thing. If they win, like, they're going to wait until the last minute to, or they're going to get out to a good lead and then just lull a little bit. Like, I don't think it's going to be a perfect game by any means, but I also think that they've now seen the ways to do it and the ways not to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, I keep going back, like, everybody, a lot of people question, obviously, Tortorella and his coaching style, but you can't say that it doesn't work. Like, he's been up for 3 Jack Adams Awards, I think, in a row, right? Like, it's something, he continues to get teams to do the things that he wants them to do, and they're productive, and so it's going to be a good game. There's no way this is going to be a blowout. I was surprised to see, though, that they went back to Corpus Allo. Mm-hmm.
Big time. I think that's the one caught everyone off guard, because he wasn't very good when he got pulled, and Merzlikins was good, and I guess maybe he wants more experience, but Corpus Allo doesn't really have that much experience, especially in the playoffs, so maybe that'll work to the Leafs' advantage. We could talk to you till the cows come home. It's always a pleasure. Always enjoy it. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the game as well.